Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us again today on His Ability. We are talking about the power of God in this on this program. Again, I'm mother of five, and I have two stepchildren with my husband, Mark. And we want to take this program into actually what it's like to be parenting a whole bunch of teenagers and how we're trying to train them in the way they should go spiritually, and what we're encountering. We're hoping our lives are overflowing into teaching them how to have a relationship with God, lead them and guide them. And we do a lot of that on Monday nights. We not only have our own children there, but a whole bunch of other teenagers too. I've got Mark with me. Hi, Mark.
Hello, everyone.
We wanted to talk about what do we want to talk about here?
Well, we're seeing some changes in our kids and in the students that attend our class that I was thinking is noteworthy. Kids are distracted by the world very easily. They, there's a lot out there to offer. There's new experiences. And how does a teenager keep in balance, my video game playing and my texting on my cell phone and going to things like Cedar Point? How do I balance that with a relationship with God?
I think one of the things that that I discovered is that I started off when I was young with the Lord, and that was like the best time. Being young, like 8 years old, maybe younger, is a good time to start with the Lord, because you're not quite into as much
the distractions
of the world, and you can really get to know God without maybe some of the insecurities that you'd get when you're a teenager. And
now, do you think an 8-year-old has the ability to read the word and grasp it the way an adult would?
Well, the childlike relationship, the childlike faith that's required to really reach out and touch God with is there. They don't question as much as
maybe
there's not
even
as much
more
logic to that, get in the way.
That might be even more important than reading the word. They're actually just falling in love with
right.
Well, that's cool.
And then what happens, I think, is being in the teenage years, the children are starting to discover new opportunities to enjoy themselves, and they think they're like, oh, what about this? Oh, that's exciting. And God sort of takes a back seat, and they're trying to fit God into all of this excitement, and the flesh is against the spirit,
and
some of us, being older, have been there, done that, and we know that is not going to satisfy.
Right.
All those things of the flesh just don't satisfy, and we keep trying to tell them, but they don't quite get it yet.
So. Right. It's more, I find it more exciting to spend some time with the Lord, sitting out in a lawn chair, just looking at the clouds and just talking to God about life and things that are going on, and sensing His presence with me. That's way more exciting than sitting in front of a video game. And I love video games. I have video games that I play. By comparison, our kids, they might sit in front of the video game for 3-4 hours, and they are enjoying themselves, but it's a different kind of enjoyment. It's a fleshly enjoyment. It really is not deep and fulfilling and satisfying. And when they're done, usually they're done because they're so irritated with it that I just can't stand it anymore. They shut it off, and then they're moving on to the next fleshly thing that,
shopping, or let's say a new cell phone. What are some of the things that our kids think they want? That
you name it, every electronic gadget out there.
Well, let's see, we've got
the Wii, the Game Boy,
the Wii,
the newest system out, the newest game. What game is on
going
TV?
Going to Cedar Point.
Sure. It's all, the world is filled with distractions. And I'm not saying that we should isolate ourselves from the world.
Not at all.
But there needs to be a balance to that.
So what they, what they're, what we're trying to explain to them, or hope that they discover, is that God wants to be involved in every part of your life. So, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to Cedar Point. There's nothing wrong with having a cell phone and talking to your friends and the things that they're trying to enjoy. But they kind of tend to leave God out of them,
right,
and put, okay, here's my God time. They're learning from church and from us that they want to spend some time in the Bible,
right,
and they want to have their prayer time. And then they go to school and forget about God for a while until they're right. in a trouble. Then they're like, hey, pull them back
in. I need God to help me get through this test.
So they're juggling, you know, okay, here's my God time over here, and here's my flesh time. This is my me time, you know, and we're trying to help them discover that they need to bring God into
right.
every part of their life, and
right.
they don't know that it's possible. They don't realize that God can be involved in their mind as they're, you know, God can teach you through anything.
Right.
I mean, God speaks to me when I'm driving. He speaks to me when I'm watching a movie. You know, I mean, not
what's
there's
right and
certain
wrong
movies
about
it, that I will not watch because right. I know there's just nothing good about them. But, you know, we've come far enough to know that you don't have to leave God, get out of certain parts of your life.
I want to include him in everything. You know, I was talking to my oldest daughter about a week ago, and I said, I had suggested, you know, I was thinking maybe on Thursday nights, since we don't really have any activities going on, that we might, as a family, sit down and each of us open up our Bibles, and maybe we'll pick one or two verses and we'll just read it, pray about it, talk to each other. What do you think it means? How to just try to have some time with the Lord as a family. And the response that I got was fascinating. She's like, oh, Dad, you know, I already go to church on Sundays. I already have the class on Monday nights with you. I already am in the youth group, and I'm already doing things for fine arts. You know, Thursday is, and that's that me time
right.
that you were just talking
Can't
about.
Can I have one night to myself?
Right.
And Mark and I are thinking, you mean one night without God? Is that what you want?
Right.
And she doesn't quite, I mean, they don't understand how to put God in everything.
It's a religious.
They're not getting quite the satisfaction that we are yet.
It's a religious frame of mind. If I have God with me, then I have to be doing these things. Well, that's ridiculous. I have God with me all the time. I have God with me when I'm changing a flat on the car. I have God with me when I'm in the bathroom. I have God with me when I'm at work.
Yeah.
It's not just church time or just worship time or just Bible study time. I'm talking to God all the time. And I know he's talking to me all the time. I'm not always tuned in and listening to him, but that's one of the things that we're starting to see in our kids. You know, your oldest son has come upstairs from spending time playing a video game, and you can tell he's irritated. He's irritated either because he didn't do well, or he's frustrated because, you know, whatever. And you can tell he's not a happy camper. And he has mentioned in the past, you know, I need to learn to put that game away and spend some more time with the Lord, because then I've got peace and I've got joy and I've got contentment that I cannot get from playing that game.
But we've been talking about incorporating and drawing the two together. The
right.
I mean, why do you have to tell you? Do you have to tell your kids, well, video games are bad, TV's bad? You know, if you're going to do those things, you have to learn how to bring God in there. Can't you talk
right.
to God about what you're doing while you're doing it?
Right.
And see if they don't gel, you know, one of them's got to go.
If they don't mesh, yeah. If you're playing a very common type of video game is a first-person shooter game where you're basically walking around. You're like in the military, and you're walking around shooting at things. I would guess that it's pretty hard to invite God into that.
Well,
because
you know,
the whole premise of the game is killing another human being.
Well, I mean, it all has to do with your frame of mind, though. I disagree. I think that
maybe you can. I don't know.
I've heard
God help me hide behind the next corner so I won't get shot.
Well, it depends on your frame of mind, what you're thinking while you're doing it, because God does talk to us through, sports. He talks to us through the military. I mean, we're in a spiritual war all the time. So if he's thinking, if he puts it in your mind that you're, you know, fighting against the enemy, and, you know, that's Satan, and these are demons, you know, I mean, that's, whatever.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, you have to find out what God wants to talk to you about. He can talk to people through video games. I'm not legalistic. We're trying to learn the difference between being religious and having a relationship with the Lord. And I'm not opposed to letting them play video games, but as soon as you put a rule about it, then you've got...
What is the video game doing for you? That's the first question you need to ask.
Well, as long as you're bringing God into it, I believe he can speak to you.
Because if it's replacing God, then there's a problem.
You know, I was hearing Andrew Womack share. We follow Andrew Womack Ministries, and he has so many things that we've learned from. And he used to be in Vietnam, and he was just sharing a story about when he was in the midst of a battle that was so frightening. Somebody wrote a book about how terrifying it was, but he was in that same battle, and he was just so caught up in the Lord and his excitement that he might be seeing the Lord that day. I might be about to die. This is awesome. I'm going to go see the Lord. It was such a reality to him that he could go through that whole battle. He survived. He had his gun pointed down to watching the enemy come, and he was praying for them. I mean, you know, God can
be
in
there
in the middle
them.
Of anything.
Right.
I don't have a problem believing that God can be with the kids when they go to a dance, when they're driving the car, when, you know, and that's what we needed. But how do you teach somebody that?
It's a love for enjoying God's company and his fellowship. It's once you realize that the world is just not going to satisfy you like God can, and you have that comparison, well, my time doing this and my time with God, and you really get a chance to connect with God, the world just doesn't give it to you anymore. So the only way to continue with joy is to include God in all the things that you're doing.
I think you can play video games and pray in tongues at the same time and see what God has to tell you. You know, you get your mind going, you got your spirit
going. Your opponents
going.
Will be going, hey, no fair, you're praying in tongues again.
I do it when we're playing chess.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And, you know, and my oldest son is learning that he's been getting a lot of great enjoyment and feedback from praying in tongues. We're just excited. All of our kids have that gift now, and we're teaching them how to bring that into every part of their life. So thanks for joining us. We're out of time, and we'll see you next week.